year, around 25,000 people experience a sudden cardiac arrest out of hospital, with a current survival rate of 5%. If a defibrillator is used within the first 2 to 3 minutes of a sudden cardiac arrest event, the chance of survival increases to 70%. Now think about your workplace. Is there a defibrillator there? And if there is, would you know how to use it? Well, today is World Day for Safety and Health at Work, and I'm joined by someone who knows all too well about trying to keep people safe and alive. It's the CEO of St. John's Ambulance, Sarah Lance. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us this morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, now, why are defibrillators such an important tool for Australian workplaces?
Well, you, in your introduction, you nailed it perfectly. It's really extraordinary. Only one in five workplaces actually have a defibrillator. And if you think in times when we're so conscious of health, that our workplaces really need to be stepping up. So I think something like, you know, World Day for Safety and Health at Work is a really lovely opportunity for all of your listeners to really think about it and go and ask their boss and say, you know, who's trained in first aid here? You know, who could save my life if something happened? And do we have a defibrillator?
That's a really great point. And I think it's, I'm sure all of us, with those numbers that we talk about, I'm sure there's all of us, we know someone in our extended circle who has been impacted by this. Now, heart attack is the colloquial name that we all know, but what's a sudden cardiac arrest? Is it the same thing?
It is, but there are lots of reasons why you might have a heart attack. But a sudden cardiac arrest, if you think about it, is when your heart stops beating. And if your heart stops beating, it means that the blood isn't being pumped around your body and oxygen isn't going to your brain. And that's why those first minutes are absolutely crucial, because every minute after somebody's heart has stopped and is not restarted, your chances of, you know, survival get less, but also of brain death get higher.
Why do you think defibrillators are so underutilised in Australian workplaces?
I think it's a really interesting question because it's not expensive. I think for a lot of people, it's the fear of a defibrillator. They think, oh, well, only a paramedic can use a defibrillator, only somebody that, you know, is a healthcare professional. But that's just not true at all. Defibrillators nowadays actually have audio recording that actually walk you through the whole process so that you know exactly what to do.
Oh,
and
wow.
They've got a lovely, calm, mellifluous voice that, you know, helps you understand the process. So even if you are not first aid trained, you could use a defibrillator if you needed to. And this is the thing, people have to, if you're trained, you have greater confidence. So go out, do a first aid course, do a CPR course so that you will feel, I can do something about this. The reality is that no matter what, if a defibrillator is near, you use it.
You've got there's a much greater chance of survival. And what's the process for getting a defibrillator? Like, is there a defibrillator shop or do we contact, like, that just dawned on me.
No. Yeah, so very easy. I mean, you just contact St. John, New South Wales, and we can organise it for you. But I think something might be interesting as well. If you are worried about your work environment and safety there, please give us a call and we can send one of our team out to actually do a safety check for you and talk about, or also if you buy a defibrillator, we'll come out and we'll give you a demonstration so that it takes away that fear factor. And I think that sort of last thing you're saying, why don't people use that? I think people think that what happens if they shock them by mistake? You can't do that.
You can't
shock somebody by mistake. It will only go off if their heart has stopped.
Okay, that is so good to know, because I have to admit that was one of my fears as well. I was like, but what if you put it on and you press the button and their heart is not okay? The machine sounds like it's actually quite automated, and like you said, it has a beautiful, calm voice. It will walk you through it. Oh my god!
Exactly, and that's why it's an automated defibrillator. It actually can tell is the heart beating or not. If not, it shocks it. If it detects any rhythm, it won't do a shock.
Oh my god, that's so the technology is just advancing so wonderfully, isn't it? It's great to see. Sarah Lance, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate your time.
An absolute pleasure. Thanks.